Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my people. Good afternoon to my radio audience once again. I would like to thank the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. High is his name for being here again with you on this divine platform. I am here again to finish where we left off Tuesday or Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday that I came on. I am here to finish where we left off, pick it up where we left off. Before we start our broadcast today, I would like to sing a song to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and give him the glory today for this Sabbath, Shabbat, holy day. This is a holy day. It's the seventh day of the week. It's a holy day unto the God of Israel. So I would like to honor him and the Holy Spirit, Mother Earth, and the holy angels, the heavenly old host today, and his son, Yeshua, for this day. There is no day, there is no day, there is no day like the Sabbath day. There is no day, there is no day, there is no day like the Sabbath day. There is the God of Israel. There is the God of Israel. There is the God of Israel. There is no day like the Sabbath. There is my Holy Father. There is my Holy Father. There is no day like the Sabbath. It is holy. It is holy. It is holy unto the God of Israel. It is holy. It is holy. It is holy to the God of Israel. I praise your name on the Sabbath. I praise your name on the Sabbath. I praise your name on the Sabbath. You are God of all God. I praise your name on the Sabbath. I praise your name on the Sabbath. I praise God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, I praise your name. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, I praise your name. There is no day like the Sabbath. There is no day like the Sabbath. There is no day like the Sabbath. I praise the God of Israel. I would like to give him honor, glory. I would like to say Shabbat, Shalom to the remnant, the 10%. So let's go right into our lesson today. Let's go right into our lesson, right into our broadcast. God's law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks teaching all 613 laws in the Bible. Audio number 9. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elishaba. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the prophet of the God of Israel, and the prophet of the 12 tribes of Israel. Guest call in number 661. Is it real wet? Excuse me, people. You might as well have left it out there if it's real wet. Okay, whatever you can want to do. But don't put, excuse me, people, don't put it on that blanket. Please, don't put it on the brown one because it's too wet. It's still wet. So if it's sun, just leave it there, bro, and then put it over to the side somewhere. Excuse me, people. And if it go, if it come, the sun come back out, you can hang it up. Just leave it on the porch somewhere out there. Okay, people, back to what I was saying. Sorry about that. I had an interruption. 661-244-9831. If you would like to call in to voice your opinion about this topic, you are welcome to do so. We're going to pick it up right here at law number 174. This is our third week. This is our third week teaching you the whole 613 laws that's written up in the Old Testament, the Mitzvot, the Torah, the Hebrew scrolls. We are at law number 174, and we are talking about business practices. Business practices. Business practices. We are in the section of the law that deals with business, that deals with business. Thank you, higher God of Israel. So law number 174, business and practices according to the Bible and according to the God of Israel law. It says, To lend to a poor person. This is on the business and practices, the 613 laws that's wrote up in the Bible that you Christians believe that the law is done away with, and you don't have to read it and you don't have to follow it. You are absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. And when I get through teaching this whole 613 laws of the Bible, you're going to see and you're going to understand. The remnant only going to understand. The children of the kingdom, the 90%, you will never understand. You will never understand. because you can't hear the voice of the God of Israel. You cannot hear his voice. You don't know his voice. You never heard his voice a day in your life. This is only for the remnant, because only the remnant, the 10%, going to follow the God of Israel in these last and final days that we have in this side of the earth. On this side of the earth, the law of God versus the law of the land. 8 weeks teaching of all 613 laws in the Bible. Audio number 9. Law number 174. It's a way to do business. It's a way to conduct your business. It's a way to God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or higher is his name, told you to conduct your business, Israel, Hebrews. It is a way. Gentile also, all his creation, he put a law for the children of Israel to follow. Number one, you'll never get free from the law. You'll never break away from what the God of Israel told you to do, Hebrews. Never, ever, ever. The law is forever, perpetual covenant that cannot be broken by no one. You'll never get away from the law and the punishments that he have wrote up in the law. When you break his law, there is judgment. There is judgment for the Jew and the Gentile that breaks his law. And you are seeing a lot of that judgment in the earth right now, people. And you don't understand what it is. You don't understand where it's coming from. You don't understand why it's here. Why? Because you don't know the Bible. You only know Bible verses and scriptures. You don't know the depth. You don't know the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding of the scriptures, of the Hebrew scroll or scrolls. And that's where me, his prophet, come in at, to teach you wisdom, knowledge, and a clear understanding. A clear understanding. That's what you need, people. A clear understanding. You need edification. You need edification. And that's my job as the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The great I am in English. Ahaya in the Hebrew. And I also have something else. I'm going to write down that nugget too. I have a couple nuggets that I want to give y'all today. Let me write this down. Notation. We have a couple of scriptures I'm going to try to read today if I have time. So let's get started, people, with this divine, prophetic, powerful teaching from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel and the Holy Spirit. Practices and business and practices. Law number 174, to lend to a poor person. Let's go to Exodus 22:24. To lend to a poor person. Exodus 22:24, precept. It says it. I'm going to start at verse 23. If thou, if let me start at verse 22, Exodus 22:22. Ye shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. Verse 23. If thou afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, Ahiah, I will surely hear their cry. Verse 24. And my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword. And your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. That is the precept or Bible verse for Exodus 22:24, law number 174, to lend to a poor person. So there is laws in the Bible when it comes to business that the children of Israel are supposed to do, and practices that we supposed to do as the children of Israel. No, we don't supposed to be following the law of the land. Not at all. Not at all, people. Not at all. We supposed to be upholding and following the God that put us here, law. He's the one going to help you. He's the one going to prosper you. He's the one going to bless you. He's the one going to make your life what it's supposed to be, not the law of this land. When you follow their law, the law of the land, you actually upholding Satan. You upholding Satan, his system, and what he wants you to do. There's consequences upholding the law of the land, and there's consequences for upholding the law of the God of Israel. Let me go back to the scripture. If you shall afflict any widow or fatherless child, it don't matter what widow she is, who widow she is, or fatherless child. Look what Ahiah said in his law, what he's going to do to you if you do that, people. And you do it all the time. You do it all the time. It's so many widows in this earth that's being afflicted by you people. You don't care nothing about them. You don't try to help them. You don't try to support them. You don't try to go to the nursing home. The nursing home is full of widows and fatherless child. They ain't got nobody to take care of them. They ain't got nobody to help them. That's why they stuck in a nursing home. You don't visit the nursing home. You don't visit the jails. You don't go nowhere. You don't visit the hospitals. If you shall... You shall not afflict any widow, Exodus 22:22, or fatherless child. And if thou afflict them in any wise, the God of Israel said, if you do something to a widow, you don't know how much the God of Israel love a widow, do you? I was a widow when my husband died. After I was married 25 years, I became a widow. Did people afflict me? Yes. Did people do wrong to me? Yes. Did anybody help me? No. But you got all these people saying they with God and God is their father and yeah, I'm saved and I'm this and I'm that and I'm on my way to heaven and all of that and I'm sanctified. No, you are nothing. You are fooling your own self. It's a scripture in the Bible say that you are deceiving your own selves. understand something that you are that you are not. So, yes, I know about being a widow. I've been a widow before. My son was a fatherless child. His dad died. Did anybody help my son? No. Did they afflict my son? Yes. For are guilty. You are guilty of this law. You guilty. And look what the God of Israel say that he's going to do to you when you are guilty. He means what he say. Do not afflict his widow. Don't hurt his widow. Don't make them cry. Don't make them suffer. Help them. Poor senior women. Their husband done died. This is your job, Israel. This is your job, Gentiles. If you really want to serve the real God, then do what the real God needs you to do and wants you to do. What is already written for you to do. Not go to church. He never told you to go to no church. You so busy sitting up on a pew on Saturday for Sabbath service and on Sunday for Sunday worship. You so busy sitting up in there, satanic leaders, that you missing the whole teaching and understanding and wisdom and knowledge of the God of Israel. Verse 23. If thy afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry. And that's what he means. That's what he means. And that's why you got so many sick folks around here, so many dead folks around here, so many mental folks, so many pop, so much of everything around here. Why? Because you people have broke his law. See, the law ain't all about burning animals for the God of Israel. It ain't all about that. It's all kind of laws in the Bible that's pertaining to life. The life that we are living right now. It's all kind of laws in the Bible. So if a widow cry and a fatherless child cry to the God of the Hebrews, he will surely hear their cry. Exodus 22:24, for law number 174. What they crying for? Because you ain't helped them. You didn't give them no support. Nobody was there when they needed them. They hungry, poor, broke, ain't got no food. Verse 24. I will hear their cry, he said in 23. And my wrath me anger. And my wrath shall wax hot. No, he's not an all-loving God like you've been taught in your Christian and Muslim and all your institutions. No, he's not a all-loving God. And this scripture right here proves that he is not an all-loving God. Look what he say he's going to do to you, people. Exodus 22:24. And my wrath shall wax hot. And I will kill you. See, that's what the God of Israel say he's going to do to you if you break that law. concerning the widow and the fatherless. I will kill you with the sword. With the sword. That could be a gun. That could be a car crash. That could be anything that the God of Israel want it to be. But he said he's going to kill you. And your wives shall be widows. You don't want to help a widow? So guess what? I'm going to make your wife a widow. And then she's going to need somebody to help her. You didn't want to help the widow. You didn't want to help the fatherless child. And your children fatherless. I'm going to kill you, man. It is your job as a man. I'm just dealing with the brothers right now, or the men right now, to help the widows and the children. Or I will kill you with the sword, and your wives should be widows, and your children fatherless. That's why a lot of men dying today. Let me say it again to you people prophetically. That's why a lot of men are dying today. Why? Because they broke this law and the Bible. Next law. Look what he said. Next law. Law number 175. So don't ever say that God is. Don't never say God, because that's what all y'all people call him, God. He ain't got no name, just God. And when you do want to call his name, it's Jehovah, or it's Yah, or it's YHWH, some strange names that you have learned from your leaders. And they learned them from their Jesus. They learned them from their leader. Strange. Next law, law number 175, for business and practices. You got a whole lot of money, you said. Oh, yeah, man, I'm successful, yeah. I got a good business, I'm making money. I got a good job, I have a good career. I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a nurse, school teacher, I'm a principal, I'm an engineer. I have a good job. I got money in the bank. But you don't want to help nobody. I believe in Jesus. I believe in God. I'm a Christian. But you don't want to help nobody. So guess what the God of Israel said right here for law number 174. I'm going to kill you with the sword. I'm going to kill the sword. And I'm going to make your children fatherless. And I'm going to make your wives widows. You can have a husband that's a widow because he loses his wife. Yes, people. This is exactly what's going on up in here. Up in here, up in this earth. It's judgment time. I told you that almost 2 years ago. I told you that. It's judgment time. So me as the prophet, I'm just laying the foundation and establishing the law in the earth that it is good and that it's holy and that it's true. It's judgment time. So the God of Israel, the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's going to establish his law and show you people what you have done wrong to him. What you have done wrong to him and to other people. He's going to show you why he's killing you. He's going to show you why he's destroying you. He's going to show you why it's death and destruction all over this earth. Why? Because he's going to establish his law through his prophet to show you people exactly, exactly. And guess what? The 613 laws, when I get through laying the foundation for the God of Israel, you're not going to have a cloak to hide under no more. Hebrews, Gentiles, you're not going to have a cloak to hide under anymore. You won't be able to hide under that. The law is done away with, like you've been hiding all these years and centuries and generations. You won't be able to hide under that no more. So that's why I know and I believe that the God of Israel is establishing the law in the earth through his prophet that he has preserved for this time. You won't be able to hide any longer. Law number 175. Yeah, he killed people all the time. Who you think killing people with COVID-19? Who do you people think is killing people with COVID-19 in the earth? Bill Gates, son, that's what you believe. You foolish to think that. You foolish to even think that. Say foolish to think that. Give me a scripture. Again. See, y'all people talk a lot of stuff. You put a lot of stuff out there in the atmosphere that you can't back up with scripture. Talking about what Bill Gates and the government and all that. Show me a scripture where Bill Gates, the Bible said Bill Gates gonna take somebody's life in the government. It's not one scripture in the Bible. Not one. Every time the children of Israel got took down by their enemies, got took down by the Gentiles, guess what? The God of Israel is the one sent them to take them out and kill them and destroy them. Every single time in the Bible. So I don't see no Bill Gates, and I don't see no government, and I don't see no Satan, and I don't see none of that stuff you people are talking about. Not at all. Leaders, and you sick, sick people that sit up under these sick leaders. Both of y'all are going to fall in a ditch. And that ditch is the pit of hell. Law number 175. Yes, you're supposed to lend to the poor. Give the poor whatever they need. Whatever they need. What good is your money? Your money don't mean nothing. I'm going to show you that today. Money don't mean nothing if you don't do what the God of Israel tell you to do with it. It don't mean nothing. He told you to give to the widow. Help the widow. Help the fatherless. Law number 175. Not to demand from a poor man repayment of his debt when the creditor knows that he cannot pay. Nor press Exodus 22:24. Same thing. Same thing. Let's go back to that. I'm going to read Exodus 22:25. If thou lend money to any of my people that is poor, by thee, thou shalt not be to him as a usurer. As a usurer, Who lending money to us? The Gentiles. They own all the banks. They own all the banks. They the one lending money to the poor. And look what the God of Israel saying to them right now. See, I told you. I told you the law is for the children of Israel first. Second, the Gentiles. They must follow what is written also if they want to please the God that wrote it. If thou lend money to any of my people that is poor by thee. Okay, hey. One moment, people, one moment. Come on. Only never mind. That is poor by thee, thou should not be as a usurer, neither should I lay upon him usury. You know what it say for usury right here in Exodus 22:25. Let me tell y'all what it is. To lend, Hebrew 53:83. To lend or buy reciprocity, borrow on security or interest. Creditor, exact extortioner, lend, usury, lend. Take of usury. If thou lend money to any of my people, he talking about the 12 tribes of Israel, Gentiles. If you lend money to any of my people that is poor, and guess what? All 12 tribes are poor. You got some people like Lil Wayne and Oprah Winfrey and all of them people. But what did they do to get that little money they got? They sold their soul to the beast system. So I don't even count them. I'm dealing with the children of Israel that's poor. Over in the Caribbean. The borders are full of the children of Israel that is poor. Full of them. Honduras, Absorida, Guatemala, all the Mexicans, they are the children of Israel. And if thou lend money to any of my people, the 12 tribes, that's who he's talking about. He ain't talking about no church folks that join a church and say that God is their father. No, it don't work like that. Because you say you're a Gentile, remember? And a Gentile is not his people. They his creation. And that's it. His people is the 12 tribes of Israel. And they all Hebrews. Let me say it again to help you people. They are all Hebrews. And if thou lend money to any of my people that is poor by thee, thou should not be unto him as a usurer. You should not lend money to poor folks, Gentiles, government, and all you people that rule this earth, or think you rule this earth. Don't lend money and borrow on security of interest. That is against Ahia. That is against the God that created us. You can't lend money to the poor and let them borrow on security, collateral. You got to put your house up. Equity, they call it. You want $20,000? Okay, put your house up as security. That's equity. I'm talking about business and practice, that part of the law. That's what we're dealing with today. Businesses and practices. Borrow on security. That's your house. That's your car. That's your life or interest. Or you got to pay back interest. If you borrow $50,000, they got 3.5 interest on it that you got to pay back. No, man. This is against the God of Israel. You can't do that to poor people. And that's what you people have done. You Gentiles. You Gentiles. And thou shall, excuse me, neither shall thou lay upon him usury. Neither shall you Gentiles lay upon the children of Israel usury. And that's what all your banks, all your organizations is all about. Usury. And you dumb Hebrew Israelites that ain't got no sense and don't know and understand what the Bible is saying. You run up in the banks all the time to get loans and stuff out. All the time. Because you don't have your own resources and your own nothing. So usually right here is Exodus 22:25. It's Hebrew number 53:92. Interest on a debt. Interest on a debt. So guess what, Gentiles? That's what you Christians say you is. Guess what, Gentiles? They teach that the law of the land teach everybody they Gentiles. Interest on a debt is usury. So if this man give me $100,000 at his bank, then that's all I'm supposed to pay him back is $100,000. And that's it. Righteousness. It's all about righteousness. And that's why this world is wicked and evil and full of evil and demonic people and all kind of idolatry, because it's not righteous. It's not righteous. This is not a righteous society. This is not a righteous society. This is not a righteous system that they have set up. The law of the land is not a righteous system, but yet you people uphold it. You upholding it. And it's not a righteous system. It is against the God of Israel. But you upholding it. You slaves, children of Israel, poor people in the earth, you are the ones that's upholding this wicked system. Usury. They get more richer off of you people every day because you're doing something that the God of Israel told you not to do. He told you not to do that. Don't let nobody use you. Next law, people. Law number 176. Not to take and pledge utensils used in preparing food. Deuteronomy 24:6. Let's go back to that. Let's go to Deuteronomy 24:6. No man shall take the neither of the upper millstone to pledge, but he taketh a man's life to pledge. Deuteronomy 24:7. If a man be found stealing any of his brethren of the children of Israel and make merchandise of him or sell it him, then that thief shall die, and thou shalt put evil away from among you. You cannot take a pledge on a man's life. You can't do that. You cannot do that because that life don't belong to you. That man's life belongs to the God of Israel. He the one created him. He the one put him here. You don't have no business taking up a pledge on another man's life. Saying you're going to do this to that man. Or you're going to do that to that brother. Or you're going to do that. Or like, yeah, I take a pledge. If you give me $50,000, I'll take his life. That's a pledge on another man's life. You don't have no business doing that. So many of y'all people in this earth is guilty of this law. Next law. Law number 177. Not to exact a pledge from a debtor by force. Deuteronomy 24. 10. Let's go to that. Same chapter, 10th verse. When thou dost lend thy brother, who is your brother, the children of Israel? We are one. We are one family under our God, the God of Israel. We are the 12 tribes of the Hebrew nation. When thou dost lend thy brother anything, thou shalt not go into his house to fetch his pledge. Thou shalt stand abroad, and the man to whom thou dost lend shall bring out the pledge abroad unto thee. And if the man be poor, thou shalt not sleep with his pledge. When you lend to your brother or to your sister, anything thou shalt not go into his house to fetch. You got to wait till they bring it to you. You can't go kicking their door in and all of that, talking about they owe you some money and you got to pay me, nigga. You got to pay me, Matt. Or I'm going to take you out. You can't do that. Again, this is against the God that put us here. When God does lend to your brother or sister, thou should not go into his house to fetch his pledge. Whatever he say he's going to give you, he haven't gave it back to you. You got to stand outside of the man. Thou should stand abroad, and the man to whom thou dost lend shall bring out. You cannot go knocking his door in and his windows in, trying to get what he owe you. Wait till he bring it to you. Don't try to hurt him because he owe you $100 or $500. Don't try to hurt him. Let him bring it to you. And if he don't bring it to you, oh, well, that's on him. He didn't keep his side of the bargain. So the God of Israel will hold him accountable. So you don't got to put your hands on the brother or the sister because they said they're going to give it back to you Friday and they didn't give it back to you Friday. Let the God of Israel deal with that person that said they was going to give it back to you. Because it's scriptures up under the law that says when a man make a vow, he must keep it, man or woman. He must keep it. So you don't got to go busting up him upside of his head and butt slapping her to her knees and stomping her and all of that because she said she was going to give it to you and she didn't give it to you or he didn't give it. Let the God of Israel handle that. Vengeance is his and he will repay. Especially when you break the law. He will repay. Business and practices. That's what we teaching on today. Business and practices. It's a way to lend money. It's who you can lend money to, who you can't lend money to, who you can use interest with, and who you can't use interest with. The way you treat people in business. In business. A lot of y'all don't know nothing about business and got businesses because you haven't been taught the principle of business up under the law. Everything in this life is up under the law. Everything you do, everything you think, everything you say, everything you feel, everything you want, everything you desire is up under the law. If you can have it or you can't have it, or you can do it or you can't do it. It's there in the Torah, the Old Testament. Law number 178. Not to keep the pledge from his owner at the time when he needs it. Deuteronomy 24:12. I read that. And if the man be poor, thou shalt not sleep with his pledge. If the man or the woman is poor, and they are your brother, the children of Israel, you shall not sleep with his pledge. Whatever you told you was going to give him or her, and whatever day or date that you said, you must fulfill your vow. It's against the law for you to sleep with a poor person pledge that need it. Look what it say, people. I'm at 24:12. And if the man be poor, for law number 178, and if the man be poor, thou should not sleep with his pledge. Pledge, Hebrew number 5667. You know what it say? A pond. Pledge. They got all kind of pawn shops set up all over the earth, people. All over the earth. Usury. Call themselves having a business called a pawn shop. And you take your wedding ring. And you take your flat screen TV. And you take your Xbox 360. And you take your mom or whatever you take where you can make some money. That's just an in general statement. Pledge is Hebrew 5667 for pawn. Everybody that go to the pawn shop is poor. Everybody that take their stuff to the pawn shop to pawn it is poor. Some of you black people got pawn shops and say you believe in God and you a Christian and all of that. You're a Hebrew or whatever the case is. You cannot mistreat your brother, your poor brother, or your poor sister. If a man be poor, thou should not sleep with his pledge. If a poor man go up in a pawn shop or a poor sister go up in a pawn shop and pawn her brand new car or her brand new TV, that was her pledge to the pawn shop, that she's going to come back or he's going to come back and pick it up a certain day. But the Torah say right here, you cannot sleep with his pledge. Why? Because he's poor. You don't got no business taking nothing from the poor. instead of you taking his flat screen TV or his wedding ring or whatever he pawned, just give him some money and help him out. I'm speaking wisdom to you now, people that's into business. Your business will never, ever be successful, Hebrews, if you don't do it the way the God of Israel wants you to do it. I'm talking to you, Hebrews. If the woman come to your pawn shop, if you do got one, because it's against the law for you to even have a pawn shop, because that's interest. That's usury. When they come and bring their flat screen TV, pawn it for $100, you tell them they got to pay $120 to get it back out. That's usury. That's interest. That's borrowing on security. So instead of you taking that poor little woman or that poor little man flat screen TV, what you need to do is go in your pocket and say, nah, bro, I can see you poor. I can see you ain't got nothing. You want to pawn your TV because you ain't got no food at your house. Or this going on, or that going on. No, don't do that. No, I'd rather you just take your TV back home, man. Take your TV back home, and I just give you $50. Or I give you $100. Whatever is worth, I just help you. That's the kind of heart the God of Israel want us to have towards one another. Help the poor. Poor. I done lost so many things to the pawn shop because I didn't have no food in my house. Let me say it again, people. I done lost so many things to the pawn shop. Matter of fact, I lost my wedding ring that my husband gave me. I had to pawn it because we didn't have no food in our house. I'm testifying right now what I have been through. The people in the pawn shop know you ain't got no food. They know you ain't got this. They can look at you and tell that you need help, that you need some money. That instead of them taking your stuff, they should just say, no. No, I'm not going to take from the poor. Because any time somebody go pawn their moped and their car and their TV and their wedding rings and all that stuff, anytime they go do that, that's an indication that they are poor. And you need to help the poor. That's why the God of Israel is killing people and taking people up out of this earth. Because don't nobody care about the poor and the widow and the fatherless and the orphans. The man just bought his moped a month ago on interest. On interest at the Walmart or wherever he bought it. On interest, on credit. On credit. Rent-a-center and all that stuff. On credit. Now he got to pawn it a month later. Because him and his little poor hungry children and his wife don't have no food. No, Pete. No, you are not falling the God of Israel. You are not falling God. You are sinners. You are sinners. Because you're going against the law. That's why I say I'll never pawn another thing a day in my life. That's a sin for me to let somebody use me with usury to get something, some money. Next law. next law, people. Law number 179. To return a pledge to its owner, Deuteronomy 24:13, to return a pledge to the owner. I'm dealing with pawn shops now, because pledge means pawn. Deuteronomy 24:13. In any case, thou should deliver him the pledge again. Take it to the poor man. Take it to the poor woman. Take it to them. Take it to them. Don't hold their stuff in your pawn shop. Don't hold their stuff. Don't hold it. Give it to them. They poor. They don't have no money to pay to get it out. Up under the law, it say, in any case, thou should deliver him the pledge again when the sun go down, that he may sleep in his own raiment and bless thee, and it shall be righteousness unto thee before Higher thy God. Before the sun go down, if he take his Louis Vuitton, it's talking about clothes right here, so I got to deal with clothes right here. And Deuteronomy 24:13. If he take his $1,000 Versace glasses, his $1,000 shirt, Versace shirt, to the pawn shop, or whatever he got the pawn. The Bible say right here, when the sun go down, that he may sleep on his raiment, because that's all he has. That's all he has. That's all he has. You must give it. It said dress, clothes, garment. You must give it to him before the sun go down, that he might bless thee. And it shall be righteousness unto thee. Y'all see what righteousness is, Christians? Righteousness is not what you think it is. Let me say it again. Righteousness is not what you think it is. If you give that poor person a remnant raiment back, it will be righteousness unto thee before higher. Righteousness is doing what the law say to do. That's what righteousness is. Following the God of the law and the God that wrote the law and what he say, that is righteousness. Righteousness don't got nothing to do with you not drinking and not smoking. Righteousness don't have nothing to do with you not wearing jewelry. Righteousness don't have nothing to do with you joining and becoming a member of a congregation, a church. Not at all, people. Not at all. Next law. Law number 180. Not to take a pledge from a widow. Not to take a pledge. You know how many widows go up in the pawn shop, people, every day. Pledge means pawn. Pawn. When you go to the pawn shop, you're making a pledge. When you go to the bank, you're making a pledge. You know how many people go to the pawn shop for pledge? Widows. So many widows. So many old people and women, men, have went to the pawn shop because they ain't got no food, man. It's all about they don't have no food. I'm telling you. I done did it myself before. When I was a widow, my husband died, I took things to the pawn shop. Why? What was the number one reason that I did that? Because I didn't have no food to eat. That's mainly what it be. When you go to a pawn shop, you need some money to buy some food. Again, when the God of Israel already told you how to have food. So look what it says for law number 180. Not to take a pledge from a widow. Deuteronomy 24:17. Let's go down to that. Same chapter, 17 verse. Deuteronomy 24. Thou shalt not pervert the judgment of the stranger, nor of the fatherless, nor take a widow's raiment to pledge. She might knock on your door and say, you know what, I ain't got, you know, I need some help. I need some help. I lost my husband about 2 years ago. I ain't got no job. She might knock on her next door neighbor house and say, I need help. And you know what the next door neighbor going to say to her? She going to say, you know what, I ain't got nothing, but, you know, the only thing I got right here is this, you know, I got a few pieces of clothing in my closet that I can give you until I get some money to come and give it back to you so I can get it back. I got a few pieces of clothing that I would pledge to you. Just give me some help. Give me about $50. Give me some help. I'm hungry. Could you get rid of them on the porch, bro? Please, please. CDI, excuse me, people. Look what it's saying. Thou should not pervert the judgment of a stranger, nor the fathers, nor take a widow's raiment to pledge. So you know what? Under the law right here in Deuteronomy 24:17, you ain't got no business taking her clothing. You don't have no business taking nothing from that widow. Just give her what she needs. Just give her what she asks you for if you have it. Don't take nothing from her. It's up under the law that you cannot do that. Just help her. Help her. Help her. Help the Gentile, the stranger, or the fatherless, the little boy or the little girl ain't got no day. Help them. They don't got to give you nothing for you to trust to get them $20. Oh, man, I'll just hold that coat there, man. I like that coat. Just giving them Jordans out your closet, man. I'll hold them till you come back with the $100. No. No, no. It is wrong in the eyes of the God of Israel. Next law. Law number 181. Not to commit fraud in measuring. Not to commit fraud in measuring. You got to treat people right when you are in business. You got to treat them right. Law number 181, not to commit fraud in measuring. Leviticus 19:35. Let's go to that. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, and met yar in weight or in measure. You shall do no unrighteousness and judgment. Your judgment must be correct. You cannot do unrighteousness and judgment. A verdict. Judgment is Hebrew number 49:41. Get her off the porch, please. Making a lot of noise. Yeah, just stay there a minute, please. She ain't doing nothing. I don't think so. Run her away, please. Go on out the door. Go out this door now, bruh. You should do no unrighteousness and judgment. Judgment is a verdict. You know what unrighteousness say? Right here for Leviticus 19:35. It say law. Law, moral, evil, iniquity, perverseness. You should do no unrighteousness in judgment, a verdict. It say Hebrew number 49:41 for judgment. Properly a verdict, favorably or unfavorably. Pronounced judicially, especially a sentence or formal decree, penalty, crime. They do it all the time with this wicked system that's set up under the law of the land. The law of the land versus God's law. That's what we've been teaching about for the third week. The law of the land versus God's law. They got a wicked system set up right now in the earth that they always doing unrighteousness and judgment. Sending people to prison for 50 years, 100 years, 260 years. Life without parole. Parole. That is unrighteous judgment. You have to judge people according to the law of the God that put you here. They have made their own laws, their own system, their own rules, and their own guidelines. And you people's upholding all of them. And they are unrighteous. They are unrighteous. It's unrighteousness in the earth that you are upholding. They taught you the law done away with. You believe. So they can bring forth their law. Unrighteousness and judgment. Because the God of Israel judgment is righteous. He only judge righteous. He don't deal in unrighteousness. He only deal with righteousness. What is right? What is good? Dealing with a with life, with mankind. So right here at the last part of this Bible verse, it say Metyar. Unrighteousness and judgment and Metyar. Metyar is measures. Measures a portion. Hebrew number 40:60. Piece, size. Metyar, measure and weight. When you sell things and buy things, you have to do it in righteousness. You can't measure something that's pounds and tell the people that it's 30 pounds. Or 40 pounds. That's unrighteousness. If it's 10 pounds, you got to tell them it's 10 pounds. You cannot do that. And metyar and weight. You cannot do it. It's unrighteousness. Unrighteousness. Whatever it is, you must be honest with the people. You must be honest. Because if you don't be honest and you lie about the weight and the measurement of something that you're trying to sell or give somebody, the God of Israel will judge you according to that law. He will judge you accordingly to this law because he already told you not to do it. And that's why this earth is under judgment right now. Because you have done so much unrighteousness and judgment, sending people to jail that ain't did nothing, sending people to penitentiary for life without parole that have not did anything, unrighteousness, selling people stuff that you say is 20 pounds and it ain't number five, unrighteousness. You say something is 10 feet long, it's only four feet long. That's why this earth is under judgment. That's why this earth is under plagues. Plagues. Yeah, they think they got to figure it out, don't they? Take your mask off, they say. Shake a hand, hug somebody. Yeah. They really think they have it figured out. But they will be really awakened by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation. Next law, law number 182. To ensure that scales and weights are correct. Leviticus 19:36, next verse. Just balance, just weights, a just ephod and a just hin. Ye shall have, I am Ahiah your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. I am Ahiah. Leviticus 19:35-37. A just balance. A just weight. Just weight. Everything must be done under righteousness, people. You can't cheat your brother. You can't cheat your sister. You can't cheat a stranger, which is a Gentile in the Bible. You can't do that. You must treat everybody righteous, fair, and do what's right. He said, you shall observe all my statutes. You just can't keep 10 commandments. I keep telling y'all people that over and over. You must observe all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. Do them. All my statutes and all my judgments and do them. I am Ahiah. So it say right here for Leviticus 19:137. For my statutes, Hebrew number 27:08, it say, and meaning substantially the same, appointed custom, manner, ordinance, sight, statute. You must observe all my customs, all my ordinances, and all my manner. No, it's not done away, and it'll never be done away. Next law, law number 83, last law for business and practices. Not to possess accurate measures and weights. Not to possess an accurate measures and weights. Deuteronomy 25, 13, and 14. The Gentiles got this bad. The law of the land, they done set up all kind of unjust gain, unjust weights, unjust measurement, unjust judgment. The law of the land. They got all kind of stuff set up that's not righteous. It's unjust. And you people love it. You love it so much. You love it. You run to it. You obey it. You uphold it. You seek after it. You love the law of the land and the system that they got set up. Everything they got set up is unjust, unrighteous, and unholy, and untrue. Deuteronomy 25, 13, and 14 for the last law for business and practice. Not to possess inaccurate measures and weights. Let's go to Deuteronomy for the last one. Deuteronomy. Yes, I'm teaching the law. Teaching the law of the God of Israel. It must be established now. And only a prophet can establish it. Only a prophet, a real prophet. Deuteronomy 25, 13. I'm not bragging. I just know who I am. Deuteronomy 25, 13. Verse 14. Thou shalt not have in thy bag divers weights, a great and a small. Thou shalt not have in thy house divers measures, a great and a small. But thou shalt have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure. Thou shalt have that thy days may be lengthened in the land which the higher thy God giveth thee. So he told the children of Israel, Moses and Aaron, when they was in the wilderness, when you get to Canaan, when you get to Jerusalem, the promised land, thou shalt have in your bag divers weights, a great and a small. To build a stone. Thou shalt not have in thy house divers measures. For grain, for food, for produce, you must have in your house divers measures. You got to keep a just measures in your house. Deuteronomy 25, 15. But thou shalt have a perfect, see that? A perfect and just weight, righteous, a perfect and just measure. You cannot cheat people, Israel. You cannot cheat your brothers and sisters. You cannot cheat one another. You cannot cheat the Gentiles when you get to Canaan, Jerusalem. You must have a perfect and just weight. You must follow righteousness. You must follow what I have told you to do. If I say one hand of wine, then that's what I want you to measure out, one hand of wine. If I say an ephah of grain, that's what I want you to measure out, an ephah of grain. Don't go against what I say. Because if you do, you're going to hurt your own selves, people. So guess what? The children of Israel went against what the God of Israel told them. And they started cheating people. They started cheating people. They started selling people less. And the people were selling and spending more money. They start committing fraud with one another. Just like you people commit fraud with one another today. You commit fraud all the time with one another. Look what it say here in Deuteronomy 25:15. If you do a just way and a just measurement, thy days may be lengthened. So in other words, Ahiah told them, if you do what I tell you to do when it comes to weight and measurement, I will lengthen your days in the land of Canaan when you get there in Jerusalem. I am Ahiah thy God, which Ahiah thy God giveth thee. He gave them the land. Y'all get away from me. Get away from me. He gave them the land. He told them what to do, how to do when they get on the land, what they couldn't do. And he said, if you do what I want you to do right here, you're going to live longer. And that's why you people die at young ages, middle ages, babies, boys. Some of y'all ain't living to get 50. Some of y'all not living to get 20. Why? You have broke the law, man. Only the law can lengthen your days. Keeping it. Obeying the God of Israel. And if you don't, he's going to cut you off. And that's what you see in the earth. People are being cut off today. And they don't even know why. Keep talking about Satan killed them and Satan did. No, Satan ain't did nothing. Satan can only do what the God of Israel want him to do. And I never have read a scripture where Satan killed anybody. So that was the last law. Excuse me. Brother! Cydia! Excuse me, people. Cydia! I need you to sit on the porch for a minute. You ain't doing nothing important back there, okay? Sit on the porch so I can do what I'm doing and keep them away from me right now. I'm trying to teach the word of God. Is you back there doing some stupid stuff? Excuse me, people. Sorry. Sit right there. You ain't doing nothing, man. It's the Sabbath. You need to be listening to God's word and law instead of back there watching and all that stuff you doing. Paganism. Yes, Pete. What are you doing? It's the Sabbath day. Sit down somewhere, bro. Sit down. Or you get knocked down. Next scripture. So that's law number 183, people. Law number 183. That's the last law for business and practices. So it's a way that you do business. It's a way that we treat each other in business. So the next section of the law, it's employees, servants, and slaves. Employees, servants, and slaves. That's the next section of the 613 laws. employees, servants, and slaves. Not to delay payment of a hired man's wages. That's Deuteronomy 19:13. But before I go to that, I would like to read a couple of scriptures in the Bible right now. This is God's law versus the law of the land. 8-week teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 9. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elisheba. I would like to pull up the word wealth just to close out this section of law and the law of business and practices. Business and practices. Because everything that you open up and do is all about you getting money. It's all about you being successful. It's all about you prospering. So let me go through some scriptures in the Bible to show you people now. To show you people. How can I teach with all of my hands in the background making noise and laying eggs or whatever they're doing? It's disturbance. It's disturbance. See, the devil don't want me to show you that the law of the land is satanic. He don't want me to show you that. Because when I show you that, which nobody ever really have showed you that I know of, I could be wrong. I've never heard nobody even talk about the law of the land. Why? Because you believe God, that's what you call it, got something to do with it. You believe God got something to do with the law of the land, and you need to follow it. Because you need to be a good Christian, or a good Muslim, or a good Hindu, or good Hebrew Israelite, and keep the law of the land, because that's what God wants you to do. What God is you talking about? Because the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, he hates the law of the land. Why? Because it's not just. It's full of fraud. It's full of usury. It's full of oppression and depression and affliction. So no, he didn't set it up. And he don't got nothing to do with it. The only law he concerned about is the one that he wrote. The one that you people hate. Let me say it again. The one that you people hate with a passion. And if you hate the law, then you hate the God that wrote the law. And I'm speaking to you prophetically right now. Knowledge and wisdom. If you like the law of the land, then you love the God that wrote the law of the land. Who is that? Satan. So let me be real with you people on this platform. Because this is not a religious show here. And it's not a religious platform. It's straight up divine. Coming from the heavenly tabernacle. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, go ahead and keep on holding up the law of the land. Because the title of this broadcast is God law versus the law of the land. Versus. So it's a fight right there, right? Anytime something is versing each other, it's a fight. Good against evil. Righteous against unrighteousness. The God of Israel, Ahiah, against Satan. The God of this earth. The God of this world. God's law against his law. Yeah. Get ready for the mark of the beast, people. Get ready for that. Get ready. Because it's moving as fast as the speed of light can move. Get ready. Oh, yeah. Everything is moving fast and rapid. As they can say, they're wrapping it up. Get ready. Get ready. Guess what? Y'all already ready. 90% of y'all is ready already to take the chill. The mark of the beast. The mark of the beast system, which is the law of the land. Deuteronomy 8:17. But before we go to the scripture, and I think what I am going to do, I'm going to hold the section of employees, servants, and slaves, that section of the law, I'm going to hold to Tuesday. I'm going to hold that to Tuesday. We're going to pick it up at law number 184. We're getting there, people. We're going into our fourth week next week. Our fourth week. I told you 8 weeks. I'm going to try to get it done in 8 weeks. Let's look up the word wealth right now. Because, see, that's what everybody's mind is on. Money. I got to own my business so I can make money. I got to own a pawn shop. I got to own this shop. I got to open this. I got to do this. I got to do that. It's all about money. I got to go to school and get an education. And all, that's what the law of the land told you, that it's all about money. That's what the law of the land told you, it's all about money. And that's what you people have been running after all your life. And guess what? You still ain't got it. You still don't have it. Let me speak proper grammar right now. You still don't have it. Why? Because the God of Israel is not going to let you have it. Because the only way you're going to ever, they call it money, see. That ain't number paper that I could take a lighter and burn it up. It's no value. It is no value. The law of the land and their money don't hold no value because it's nothing but a piece of paper. But I want to talk to you about wealth because that's what the God of Israel operate with, wealth. He don't operate with no paper money. He don't operate with paper money. Abraham them didn't have no paper money. They had gold and silver. They still have gold and silver in the earth. There's a lot of billionaires have gold and silver. Some millionaires have gold and silver. But they give you little poor 9-to-5 working slaves, people, money they call it. Paper money that don't hold no value. And you really think you're getting somewhere. So I'm just talking to you right now. Because I got to lay the foundation of truth. Because only truth will set you free or make you free. That's why you're not free, because you never had truth. You've been lied to, lie after lie, after lie, after lie, after lie. The whole system is set up under lies. The whole structure, the whole system of the law of the land and all of that stuff is set up under a lie. Fraud. That's absolutely what it is. Fraud. Why is it fraud? Because they're not treating people the way that the God of Israel told them to treat people. They're not doing what the God of Israel told them to do. They want to do what Satan wants them to do. See, they're on his side. They're not on the God of Israel's side. I used to be on Satan's side. So I know all about Satan and what he got to offer and what he want to give you and whatever he give you, how it's going to make you feel and how it's going to make you react. And everything that he give you is fantasy. Fantasy, not real. It's just a delusion. It's just a delusion. I know all about it. I served him for many, many years. You want me to testify again? I testify. I served him many, many years. But I never belonged to him. See, that's the difference. The difference is that I served him for many, many years and upheld the law of the land and whatever the law of the land wanted me to do and obeyed it and was a good slave and a good Christian and all of that. I did it for many years. I served Satan. But I never belonged to him. Never. And he knew that. And I knew that. And that's why he couldn't keep his filthy hands on me no longer. He had to let me go because I don't belong to him. I never have. He just deceives me. Just like he deceived 90% of the world today to serve him, to run after him, to run after what he's got to offer them. He's deceiving the world. And guess what? You still serving and upholding his law and whatever he wants you to do. Because guess what? You belong to him. You can't break a loose. You cannot get free. Why? Because you belong to him. You was created in this world for him. I read a scripture today in the Bible. It said that In the womb of a woman, the God of Israel created them to be righteous. See, it starts from the womb. You either righteous, you was created. See, yeah, I served Satan, but I didn't belong to him. In the womb, I was created for the God of Israel. And he had to take his filthy hands off me. With his religion and everything that I was upholding, falling, Christian church, all that, Hebrew Israelite, all that madness. I denounce all of it. And I denounce the law of this land. And their God, Satan. Next, can y'all people say that? Can you say that Hebrews? Can you say that Gentiles? That you denounce the law of this land and their God Satan? No, you can't say it. And you can't do it. Why? Because you're going to run up in that grocery store tomorrow. You're going to run up in Walmart tomorrow. You're going to go to the bank next week and take a loan out to buy a new house or a new car. Can Can you say that? Or 1 month from now, you're gonna send your little son. He just, they got a lot of graduations going right now. You're gonna send your little son that just graduated from high school. You're gonna go to the bank and take out a loan for him to go to college and be a lawyer or a nurse. No, you can't say that. You can't say that. You can't denounce the law of the land. Because you denounce the law of the land, you're denouncing their education. You're denouncing their food. You're denouncing their jobs. You're denouncing their clothes. You're denouncing everything that they have set up for you to have. So no, you can't even do that. It's going to take a strong people, Israel. It's going to take a strong people. It's going to take a strong people to walk away from the beast and his system, which is the law of the land. Not a weak people. You won't be able to do it. You won't be able to do it. Let me look up wealth. Let me see how much time I have, people. Let me see how much time I have. A little bit of time. I think I can finish this. Let's go to the word wealth. Let me show you what real wealth is concerning the God of Israel. What's your business going to get you? We just went through the whole section of the business and the law. What is it going to get you? Some money in the bank? What your business going to get you? Some food out of your supermarkets on your table for you and your family? It'll never get you real wealth. Real wealth is silver and gold, not money. Not money. Not money. Money is connected to the beast. The more money you make, the more money you put in your, I'm talking about that green stuff. And God, we trust on it, and the all-seeing eye, and the pyramid, 666 on it. That green stuff that you love so much, that you are selling you and your children down the highway to have. Yeah, that's what y'all are doing, selling you and your children down the highway to have it. And that highway is the pit of hell to have it. I want wealth. I don't want paper money. I want wealth. It's a wealth in the Hebrew. Hebrew number 202, and we're going to read a few scriptures. I have a little time left. Probably from the same as Hebrew 205, in the sense of effort. In the sense of effort. What effort is that? That's what wealth is in the Hebrew. In the sense of effort. What effort? The effort that the God of Israel put you in this earth to do. That effort. That's what's going to bring you wealth. real wealth. Real wealth. And that's why they had to set up a monetary system to give you people something to run after and go after and go to school for 10, 15, 20 years to be a doctor and lawyer. They had to set all of that up. They had to give you the fake satanic money that they got. To deceive you. Because that's not real wealth. That's not real wealth. And I'm going to prove that to you. I'm going to prove that to you today. What that money do to you. Give me a minute, people. Give me a minute. I'm going to prove to you that money, that mighty dollar that you chasing after, you and your children. Because you teach them to do the same thing you did to get it and chase after. If you're a dope dealer, you teach your kids to sell dope. You're a drug dealer, you teach your kids to sell drugs to get the green, the mighty dollar, they call it. If it's going to school to be a lawyer, you teach your kids to be the next lawyer. See, it's a programming of the mind from one generation to the next. Oprah Winfrey thinks she wealthy. Lil Wayne think he wealthy. What's her name? Kim Kardashian, she thinks she wealthy. Jay-Z think he wealthy. No, you're not. You're not wealthy. You're not wealthy. You just believe that you are wealthy. So in a sense of effort, but successful. See, when you are wealthy, you have success. You are a very successful person. You are successful because you didn't have to depend on nobody to give you nothing and do nothing for you. You got your wealth the way that the God of Israel told you to get your wealth without influence from other people. Lil Wayne had to sign a contract with the beast and people that rule this, people that the rulers of this earth. He had to sign a contract to get what he have. That's not real wealth. Real wealth is when you are successful on your own getting your wealth. Like our father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They didn't have to sign nothing. They didn't have to sign nothing with nobody to have wealth. Because they had real wealth. It's a but successful ability. Get rid of them. Not her. She okay. Ability, power. See, it's ability. Ability means you can do whatever you need to do to make it happen without anybody helping you. See, y'all think y'all successful. You know, you're a businessman and a businesswoman. You had to go to school for 10 years and go to the bank and take a loan out with usury to get that doctor's degree. Your ability was trusting in man to have what you have. That's not wealth. Let me help you people today. That's not wealth. Well, you got to depend on somebody else to do something for you and give you something. That's not wealth. You must have the ability, and it says power. See, it's ability and power. I'm going in overtime. It's ability and power, figuratively wealth. Force, goods, might, strength, substance. What substance do you people have? I'm talking about wealth now. Force do you people have? What goods do you people have? What strength do you people have? What might do you have? What power do you have? What ability do you have? None, absolutely none at all. So you're not wealthy. You are a poor man and a poor woman with $1 million in your pocket or $1 billion. It ain't nothing but paper, remember? It's nothing but paper. It don't hold no value. Let me go to the next definition for wealth. What Hebrew number is that? For the next definition, it's going to be Hebrew number 2428. What substance? You don't got no substance. You don't have no substance. It said right here, Hebrew number 1952, for wealth. You have many definitions of wealth in the Hebrew. It ain't just money. See, that's what you've been told by the law of this land, that it's just money. Jewelry. That's not wealth. Wealth means, by implication, it say here, Hebrew number 1952, by implication, enough. Enough. Substance, riches, wealth. You have enough that your well will never run dry. Kim Kardashian, she don't have enough. Lil Wayne don't have enough. Why you think they still making all that satanic music and stuff that they making? Because they don't have enough. Oprah Winfrey don't have enough. Why you think she's still obeying the beast in the system? Because she don't have enough. She's still under their control. She's still under the law of the land. All of them, because they don't have enough. See, our father Abraham, Hebrews, our father Isaac, and our father Jacob, Solomon, David, and all the rest of them, they had enough. They had so much that they didn't have nowhere else to put it. Next Hebrew number for wealth. Hebrew number 2428. Let's go to that. Now I'm going to read about three scriptures. I'm going to let you go. It say, I'm talking about the word wealth. See, that's how Satan have deceived the world. That's what Revelation say. Satan have deceived the whole world. Yes, he have, all but 10%. Yes, he have, all but 10%. That's a great number, right, people? How did he do it? How did Satan get everybody to turn against the real God but him and his law of the land? And reject the law of the God of Israel. How did he do it? He made it look real pretty, didn't he? Your education, he made it look pretty. Your food system, he made it look pretty. When the God of Israel told the Hebrews, the children of Israel, have your own food. Plant your own food. Plant your own business. Let me keep going. Because I want to show you something. So Hebrew number 2428, probably a force. What is a force? Whether men means of men means of other resources, an army, wealth, resources is wealth. Resources. And you people don't have no resources. All you got is a church building. usury. All your ministries are set up under usury. All your ministries, all your churches, all your mosques and synagogues, they all set up under usury, taken from the poor of them. That's all you got. A little church building where you get 5,000 people, 20,000 people every Sunday and get up there and lie to them and make up your fairy tale sermons and deceive the people to make them give you money that they don't even have because they poor. So wealth is resources. And you people don't have no resources. Name one resource you have, people. Name one resource that you have that the government not giving you. Or your job not giving you. Or your grocery store not giving you. Or your education not giving you. Name one. You don't have one. An army. The children of Israel had their own army. Before we got took down for our rebellion and wickedness. We had our own army. To have wealth, you got to have an army. Let me talk to you Hebrews. You must have an army to put it in order. Whatever you need to be in order. That's why the law of the land is successful, because they have an army backing them to enforce the laws of the land. They have an army. So without an army, you're not really wealthy. They have an army. They have resources. Talking about the Gentiles now, the people that set up all your laws in the land. They have resources. They have an army. Wealth. It said wealth, virtue, valor, strength. Wealth is virtue. Wealth is valor. Wealth is strength. When you weak as a people, you're not wealthy. You're too weak. Wealth means strength. Wealth means virtue. Spiritual. You are spiritual. You are right with your God, like Abraham was and Moses and all of them. Virtue, strength, spiritual, able. You able to do whatever you need to do when you need to do it. Able, activity, army, band of men, soldiers, company, great forces, goods. You got your own goods. You ain't got to go to no grocery store. You ain't got to go to no malls and buy clothes and stuff you need. You have your own goods. This is wealth. Host. You have a host. Might. Power. Riches. Strength. Strong. Sustenance. Trained. Valiant. You got trained, valiant men and women. Virtuously. War and worthily is wealth. Next Hebrew number for wealth. Hebrew number 3581. Do y'all see all them definitions for wealth? When the people that rule this earth, call themselves ruling it with Satan, they give you one definition of wealth, money, and a good job. That's their definition for wealth. Hebrews, money and a good job and a good education. That is wealth to them. Money in the bank that you don't work so hard to have. Don't sold your soul but all your life broke down as an old man to get that $50,000 in the bank. That's what they say wealth is. A good job, education, and money in the bank. That's not wealth. Next Hebrew number. Hebrew number 3581. Get ready to read a couple of scriptures and I'm leaving, people. in an unused root meaning. Look what it say now. For wealth, Hebrew number 3581. Then I'm going to the scripture after that. I got to go to my articles. I got to read some articles. Then I'm going to read you four scriptures. Then I'm going to read some articles. And then I'm going to say I'm going after that. I'm leaving. I have to read my articles. From an unused root meaning to be firm, bigger, literally force in a good or bad sense, or figuratively capacity, means produce. 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 Wealth is produce. Why you think the people in this world that set up all your grocery stores and stuff, all your malls and all your Walmarts and all them corporations produce? They have produce in them stores. Produce bring you wealth. Produce. Produce. Food. Also, it is hardness, ability, force, fruits, F-R-U-I-T, F-R-U-I-T-S. Remember the God of Israel told the children of Israel when they get to Canaan that they need to plant fruit trees? Fruit trees, food, produce is wealth. And as long as you don't have that, and you got to go to somebody else to give it to you, you'll never have wealth. Produce, resources is wealth. Might, powerful, strength, substance, wealth. Let me go to the Deuteronomy 8, 17 and 18. Let's go to Deuteronomy 8, 17. I know what wealth is now. I didn't know a long time ago, but I know now, people. And I'm going to get wealth. I'm going to get wealth. I'm going to get wealth. My father going to give it to me. Deuteronomy 8, 17. And when I get it, I'm going to take care of the poor and the widows and the orphans. I'm going to do what my God want me to do with it, not stick it up in a bank. That's what Lil Wayne and all of them, Oprah and all of them do. They stick their money up in a bank and go to the mall and buy Gucci and Louis Vuitton and Gucci and five or six cars. I seen a little white girl on the news. Some little video she made. She had about five or six Porsche cars, different colors. That's what they take their money and buy, more materialistic things. And that's why they being cut off in the earth, because they not doing what the God of Israel told them to do, take care of the poor. They go buy cars and big houses and mansions and all that and won't drive nobody in it. But they own self, and they own circle of people. That's why they're being cut off. The children of this world are being cut off by the God of Israel. He already know what you people going to do. Deuteronomy 8, 17. And thy say, let's go up to 16. Of Deuteronomy 8, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good in thy latter end. It was all about humbling the children of Israel in the wilderness. That's why he gave them manna for 40 years. They could not eat no more stuff they was eating up in Egypt. They had to eat manna. And what the God of Israel wanted to humble them so they would be good in the latter end. But they complained about the manna. They didn't want to eat no. They wanted steaks. They wanted pork chops. They wanted caviar. They wanted oysters. They wanted shrimp. They didn't want no manna. And you people don't want none either. You don't want your own food. We're talking about business right now and practices. You don't want your own food. You don't want to do what the God of Israel told you to do. Wealth is produce. How you think Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob got so wealthy? They had their own produce. They own fruit trees and crops and all of that. You people don't know what wealth is. Real wealth. Verse 17 of Deuteronomy 8. And thou say in thy heart, my power. See, that's what Lil Wayne and all the rich folks gonna say. They think they rich. They ain't got number paper money. And thou say in thy heart, and they Porsches and they Lamborghinis and they big houses, that's all they got. And thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. They love to brag on that. Yes, it did, because the God of Israel didn't give you the wealth. He gave it to Abraham. He gave it to David. He gave it to Isaac. He gave it to Jacob. He gave it to Solomon. He gave it to all the kings of Israel. Yes. He gave them their wealth. But they started doing the same thing that you people are doing right now. They started saying to each other, the kings of Jerusalem, Solomon and all the rest of them, my power, what I have built in Jerusalem, what I have set up, what I have done in this world, my power, not God's power now, not the highest power, and my might of my hands have gotten me this wealth. And that's absolutely true for the children of this world. Whoever believed they have wealth or riches, your hands did do that. Your power did do that. Because you never did it the way the God of Israel told you to do it. So that's why your wealth don't mean nothing. And I'm going to show you why. Next scripture. Ezra 9:12. People, I got to finish this. I'm going to show you why the wealth that you have, that you think you have, because it's not wealth, is actually a curse, to be honest. Ezra 9:12. Now therefore give not your daughters unto their sons. See, that's what the God of Israel told the children of Israel. Give not your daughters to their son, neither take their daughters unto your sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever, that you may be strong and eat the good of the land and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. So he told the children of Israel, when you get to Canaan, don't marry the African women. Don't marry the African men. Don't seek their peace or their wealth forever. This is up under the law. This is a statue forever. You cannot go after the Gentiles' wealth in the way that they got it, in their peace, in the way that they believe they getting peace. This is forever, that you may be strong. And that's why you people so weak right now. That's why you so weak. Because you want to marry white women, blue women, pink women, Gentile women, and the God of Israel told you not to do that. Don't seek their peace. Join their churches and their ministries and all the stuff they got set up with their Jesus and all their gods that they believe that they getting peace from. and they ain't getting up with more demons up in them or their wealth. You don't supposed to seek the wealth of this land, the wealth of this world. You don't supposed to seek it, people. Get out of here. You don't supposed to seek it. Because it's going to make you weak. Lil Wayne is weak. They all weak, man. They all weak. All of them people that think they have money, they are weak. They are weak. The wealth of this world have made them weak. You sold your soul for $5 million. You sold your soul for $10 billion. Your business supposed to be the God of Israel business. He told you what to do, what kind of business you could have. You want to open all kind of stuff, clothing. Let me go to my news articles after I read this. Job 21:13. I want to read some news articles now. Job 21:13. See, the wealth that you have, that little money, that little green stuff they call money, is making you weak, people. It's making you weak, Hebrews. It's making you weak, Hebrews. He said, don't seek the wealth of the Gentiles that you may be strong forever. This is an everlasting command. He okay. It's an everlasting commandment. You cannot get away from it, Hebrews. So, yeah, you can keep running up in their colleges. You can keep running up to their jobs. You can keep running up to all that stuff you want to run up to. But I'm letting you know, the more you do it, the Bible say right here up under the law, you're going to get more weaker, more weaker, more weaker, more weaker, more weaker. And guess what? The people that set up the laws of this land, they know that. They know long as they got you people following them and believing in what they say is wealth and money and riches, long as they got you chasing their jobs and their education so you can get wealth, they happy people. They're going to keep power over you as long as you keep doing that. You're going to continue to be defeated and weak, and you'll never be an army. An army is wealth. You'll never be an army. You'll never build fruit trees. You'll never have your own resources. You'll never have your own produce. You'll never have your own education as Hebrews. I ain't talking about no ABC, 1, 2, 3, the little pig went down the street and the monkey jumped over the tree. I ain't talking about that education. That's not education. That's programming of the mind. That's the beast system. To educate you to be a good little slave forever. Last scripture, Job 21:13. I want to read some news ox. Y'all want wealth? I'm going to show you how to get wealth. Real wealth that comes from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Wealth that would never run out. Can't nobody take it from you. The wealth Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, and all them got, it can be took from them right now. Guess why? The people that set up the laws of this land, they own their wealth. They own their wealth. And they can take it whenever they want to take it. Believe me, people. Job 21:13. They spend their days in wealth. And in a moment go down to the grave. Spend their days seeking wealth. And in a moment, they go down to the grave. Matthew Next article, next scripture, Joel 31:25, then I'm going straight to the news article. Remember what I just said. They spend their days in wealth, and in a moment they go down to the grave. Let me read this. Joel 31:25. Last scripture. 31:25. If I rejoice because my wealth was great and because my hand have gotten much. Look what Job said, 24 verse of 31. If I had made gold my hope or have said to the fine gold, thou art my confidence. If I rejoice because my wealth was great and because my hand have gotten much. Proverbs 5:10. Last one, people. I promise. I'm going to the news office. Let strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger. And that's exactly what happened right now. Everybody, the law of the land, they rule all your wealth. All your wealth. Let me read my news articles right now. All your wealth is in their bank. All your wealth is in their educations. Look what this news article say. April 28, 2021. A Manhattan financier, he's a financier up there in Manhattan, New York, 59 years old, jumped to his death. Now, these are billionaires right now that I'm reading about. Billionaires jump to their death. I'm reading articles about billionaires jumping to their death. See, that's what your wealth is all about. The wealth of this earth, the wealth of this world, the wealth of this land, you know what? It's satanic. It's satanic. There's no joy. There's no peace in the wealth of this world. This man was 59 years old, a billionaire, jumped to his death from a skyscraper. 59. Jumped to his death. He's a billionaire. Why he want to kill himself? He a billionaire. See what I'm saying, people? Stop seeking things in this world. Stop seeking the money and the riches and the wealth of this beast and the beast system in this world, because guess what comes with that is depression, misery, pain, frustration, loneliness, confusion, madness, vexation of the spirit, vexation of the mind. It's not worth it. Do what the God of Israel put us in this earth to do. And that's why I must establish the law. I must establish what we're supposed to be doing. Israel, I must. There's nothing that comes with the wealth of this world but madness. The billionaire that jumped to his death, Next news article. Ain't nobody in the Bible, Abraham, they ran so many circles around their $1 billion. You ain't never read in the Bible, in the Hebrew scrolls, where somebody killed themselves or jumped off something or did something that was wealthy. Ain't nobody never did that. That show you, people, the difference between God's wealth and Satan's wealth. See the difference. This man worked for Satan all his life, probably, getting his billions of dollars unjustly, robbing people by fraud and all that stuff. He was a financer, so I'm pretty sure he probably worked in the bank institution. I don't know. But he worked for the B system all his life. He was a billionaire. He accumulated a lot of money. And then at the end of 59 years of his life, he jumped to his death because he wasn't happy. His billions of dollars did not do nothing for his soul. His billions of dollars did not do nothing for his spirit. His billions of dollars did not do nothing for his mind. His billions of dollars did not do nothing for his peace. Yeah, he ate at all the expensive restaurants over and over and over. He had all kind of steaks and all kind of this and all kind of that, had all kind of clothes, had everything that he wanted, but he still jumped to his death. Do y'all people understand what the God of Israel trying to show you with billionaires committing suicide today? This was in April, like 2 months ago. 2 months ago, he's trying to show you people, Hebrews, that money, the money of this world means absolutely nothing. It's got a lot of pain with cost that comes with it and having it. Why? Because you go against your God. You go against your creator. You go against the God of Israel to have it and to obtain it. It'll never do you no good. Never, ever, ever. So stop chasing it, because you're chasing a dream and you're chasing your own death. Next news article. Liz Hurley. I think I'm still connected. Let me check, people. Don't know. Yeah, I'm still connected. I still got a little time. Y'all really think you're doing something so cute, man? Because you can go to school and get an education and a doctor. You ain't doing nothing. Do what your father put you in this earth to do. Keep his law. Law is real. Liz Hurley, ex-Steve Beings, y'all know Steve Bing, B-I-N-G, 55, his ex-wife, I guess it was, 55, jumps to his death. But he was 55, jumped to his death. He was a millionaire. Steve Bing, I think he jumped to his death, if I'm reading the article correctly. Liz Hurley says she is sad beyond belief after Steve Bean, a millionaire real estate heir who she dated in the early 2000s. No, she dated him in 2000. He jumped to his death, people. Steve Bean. I think he had something to do with Microsoft or something. I don't know. But I can remember his name being in the news so many. He was a very influential man in this world. Jumped to his death. Millionaire. Please. 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 This is the end. This is the bottom line. This is the conclusion of the whole matter. Your money and your billions and millions of dollars. At the end, when it can't give you that false reality and that false feeling and that false hope and that false peace and make you feel good no more, because guess what? You don't eat at all the restaurants with the big time people. You don't went to all the big time parties with all the billionaires and the millionaires. You done did all of that. Put on your best. You got a suit in your closet cost $1 million. You got 10 cars cost over $10 million or more. After you done all of that stuff, conclusion of the whole matter is that these two men jumped to their death, committed suicide. Guess why? Because they billions and millions of dollars couldn't make them happy no more. Why? Because they had that money, but they didn't have the God that created them. They didn't have the God that put them in this earth. See, Satan can't do nothing. All he can do is make you glamorous and look good on the outside. Let you sit in big restaurants and glamour and all of that. But he can't do nothing for your soul. He can't do nothing for your soul, nothing for your spirit. And his money can't do nothing for it either. Look at this, tycoon. This was a tycoon. That happened June the 22nd, 2020, a year ago. That man, Steve Bin, jumped to his death. Tycoon now. Y'all know what a tycoon is. Oh, my God. Woo! Robert Wilson is his name. Gives away. Look what this tycoon did now. This happened December the 27th, 2013. He gave away $800 million of his fortune. Hedge fund multimillionaire. He's a multimillionaire tycoon. Robert Wilson, 87 years old. Old man. Jumped from the $1 million fortune, he jumped to his death before giving him $800 million before falling to his death in a suicide jump. People, snap out of the dream. Snap out of the dream. Snap out of the fantasy. Snap out of the delusion. It's not real. Snap out, Lil Wayne. Snap out, Jay-Z. Snap out, Beyonce. Snap out. It is not real. Next news article. Sweet and Low, man. Y'all know the sugar's Sweet and Low. My mom and them been drinking that stuff in their coffee for many years. Many, many years. Sweet and Low. The brother on the porch, he know who the Sweet and Low man is. It's a artificial sweetener called Sweet and Low. You put it in your coffee, in your tea, or whatever. Sweet and Low magnate Donald Tober leaks to his death from a New York luxury apartment January the 15th, 2021, this year. A wealthy 89-year-old artificial sweetener who made Sweet and Low a household name has committed suicide by jumping to his death. 89 years old. Billionaire. Billionaire. They got all that money the wrong way. They got all that money selling their soul to the beast and his system. They got all that money following the law of the land. And guess what? It didn't mean nothing. It didn't mean nothing. 89 years old. That man was almost a 90. He was almost 90 years old. He didn't want to live no more. His money meant absolutely nothing to him. Why? Because it's just paper. It's just paper. It's just something that they print out and give to you. So you can go to the best restaurants and the malls and buy all your yachts and your cars and everything you want to buy and fill the bank up with money. That's all it is. He got tired of doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. And that's what it's all about. Doing the same thing from one generation to a next. I would like the wealth of Abraham. I don't want the wealth of this world. Because Abraham was a trillionaire. A quadruple. Isaac, Jacob, all of them. Quadruple, the Hebrew nation, was quadruple. You can't even count their money. They can't even put a figure on their money. And it wasn't paper. It was all silver and gold. Worth a lot, had a lot of value on it. That paper money ain't got no value, man. No value at all. And that's why when you have it so long and you spend it so long and you do all that you can do with it so long, you feel worthless. You feel so worthless. You feel so worthless. So worthless. Probably none of them people gave nothing to the widow, to the poor, to the orphan, none of that. Took all the money that they had and put it back into the beast system. That's what you people do. Every time you get your paychecks and all that, you put it back into the beast system. That's all it is. It is a revolving door. It's a revolving door. That's all it is, people, that you people keep trying to uphold. I got a little bit of time left. I have a nugget I want to give you. Ecclesiastes. Let me read my last scripture since I got a little time left before they cut me off. You went to the store to get ice, bro, and I ain't getting no water. See what I say, people? Do y'all see what I say? Every week I come on this broadcast. Could I have some water, please? Every year I come on this broadcast, every week, I still can't get no water. Y'all see what kind of people I'm around? You see what kind of people I'm around, people. And I want to get away from these kind of people. Because them kind of people, they don't mean you no good, really. And I'm just being honest. They really don't mean your spirit and your soul and your mind no good. Last scripture, Proverbs 11. I got a nugget I'm going to try to give you before they cut me off. Proverbs 13:11. He out there sleeping on the porch. He ain't listening to the law. He not listening to the law, people. He's sleeping on the porch, not listening, not paying attention, and don't care, don't want to listen. See, the God of Israel had him sit there for a reason, to see what he's doing. He's doing just what the God of Israel already knew he was going to do. Exactly, people. The children of this world, that's who they is. The children of this world. You can tell them by their fruit. Exactly. Proverbs 13:11. Let me go to it. I just believe in dealing with and truth. And truth. I don't wear a mask. I'm not phony. I'm not fake. I feel what I feel, and I can express what I feel and what I see, because I don't wear a mask. I'm not phony, and I'm not fake. I'm real. Okay, people? Proverbs 13:11. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gather by labor shall increase. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished. That's why them people, the men, jump to their death. Because they know all the wealth that they accumulate, they billions and millions of dollars, they got it by vanity. They did not get it the way that the God of Israel told them to get it and have it. They got it another way. So the way that they got it began to grieve them. It began to make them feel shameful and not good. I'm just speaking what I know from the prophetic right now. When you get wealth outside of the way that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and them got it, it's called vanity. The only way you can have wealth in this world, and we closing out the section of the law, business and practices, you have to get it the way the God of Israel tell you to get it. That's true wealth. That's righteous wealth. Righteousness with wealth. Abraham was wealthy, and he was righteous. So that's why he accumulated so much, and he never felt like jumping off a building. Let's do it there his way. Let's clean up our act, people. Let's clean up our life. Let's repent. Let's go back to the law. Let's go back to the foundation. Let's go back to the God of Israel and denounce all these other gods and religions and all this stuff that the law of the land have set up that's destroying you and your children. Wealth gotten by vanity will disappear. That's why you had billionaires, now they broke. You had a lot of billionaires that was in the music industry, all kind of businesses and stuff they had. But right now today, they ain't got a dime in their pocket. They broke. They poor just like us. Why? Because they got their wealth by vanity. The way the Bible tell us to get wealth and have wealth. It's actually a blueprint in the Bible that tell you how to get wealth. The wealth of the God of Israel. Ahayah is his name. I am. Ecclesiastes 37:25. This is a nugget I want to drop to you. A nugget. This is an Apocrypha. The Bible that a part of the Bible that they took out. The Apocrypha. Ecclesiastes 35:25. This is to the Christians that believe that they are spiritual Israel. And that Israel is dead and Israel is done away with and Israel don't exist. Look what the Bible say in the Apocrypha. This is why they took it out of the King James translated Bible that you have. They took the Apocrypha out. This is why. Sit it down there. Because they don't want you to see this. They want you to believe, the Lord's Lamb wants you to believe that Israel is dead, that Israel is gone away, that Israel don't exist, and you spiritual Israel. So that's why they took the Apocrypha out, to hide this scripture that I'm about to read you. Ecclesiastes 37:25. Pull it up on your computer. If you don't have the Apocrypha, you can pull it up. Apocrypha. That's what it's called. You want me to spell it for you, Christian? It's A-P-O-C-R-Y-P-H-A. Authorized King James Version, Apocrypha. Pull it up on your computer or your cell phone, Ecclesiastes 37:25. Let's go to 23 verse, all the way to 25. A wise man instruct his people, or a wise woman instruct his people, and the fruit of his understanding fail not. A wise man shall be filled with blessing, and all they that see him shall count him happy. Verse 25, the days of the life of men may be numbered. Listen to this. But the days of Israel are innumerable. Let me read it again for you Christians that believe Israel is dead and done away with, and you spiritual Israel, and they don't exist no more. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How can you confess something out of your mouth so defiled and so satanic? That's why I had to lead a Christian church, because I never believed that. The days of a life man may be numbered. Everybody's days is numbered. But Israel, they say, the 12 tribes, the Hebrew nation. But the days of Israel are innumerable. World without end. That is the Hebrew nation. That is Israel. World without end. You cannot ever destroy the Hebrew people. They're going to always exist. God, our Father, created us to be eternal. When he created Adam, our father, he was a Hebrew. He was a Hebrew. They was created eternal. You cannot kill all of Israel. You'll never be able to do that. I'm talking to the people that set up the law of the land right now. You will not ever be able to kill all of Israel. We're going to always exist. We're going to always, we got a kingdom. Matter of fact, Revelation tells us we got a kingdom waiting on us. Over there at Mount Zion, it's going to come down to New Jerusalem. No, you won't be able to take out all of Israel, the 12 tribes. They will stand at the end. After all this is over, after all this is done, after all this, the God of Israel have destroyed all of this world that we see and the people in it, except for the remnant, Israel will stand. Israel will stand. We have a kingdom waiting for us to live in. Yeah. You want to know about the New Jerusalem coming now? That belonged to the 12 tribes of Israel. That belonged to me and my people. We will be with our God, and he's going to wipe away all our tears from our eyes. There would be no more death. There would be no more pain. There would be no more sickness and no more disease. Israel, day without number. So no, Christians, you are not spiritual Israel, and you are not Israel. You are Gentiles, and you'll never be Israel, because you are a Gentile. So with that, people, what else I got to show you before I go? I think I have one more nugget that I want to give you before I leave. We're going to pick it up Tuesday at law number 184, employees, servants, and slaves. That's what we're going to be talking about Tuesday, that section of the law. We're getting there almost to 200. Still got 400 more to go. It's okay. As long as it takes, I will do it for my God and my Father. Ahaya is his name. One more nugget. Let me turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1. For you people think that looking up words in the Hebrew and looking up the definition in the Hebrew and what do the word mean in the Hebrew, to you Christians, that's not important. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the Hebrew definition say. It doesn't matter about the Hebrew God. It doesn't matter about the Hebrew people. Don't nothing matter to you deadhead Christians. The zombies of the earth. That's what I'm going to call y'all from now on. The zombies of the earth. So it says here, that's what y'all act like, zombies, dead man walking, no life, no spirit, no love, no heart, no faith, no fear of God, the real God, the God of Israel, no nothing. Y'all are zombies. That's what I felt like when I was a member of the Christian church and a pastor. I felt like a zombie. A zombie. And when I looked out in the audience, I saw many more zombies. So I had to get out of that. I had to get out of that. Because I felt like I was dead, like I was in a cemetery every Sunday. It says in Ecclesiastes, it's in Apocrypha again. Like I say, pull it up. They're going to cut me off in a minute. I'm going to say this last thing and I'm leaving. Ecclesiastes, just I'm reading the outline of the book of the Ecclesiastes and the Apocrypha. But right here in the outline, it says right here, just go to the Ecclesiastes and the Apocrypha and look at the outline. Before you read chapter 1, it says, wherefore, let me entreat you to read it with favor and attention, and to pardon us, wherein we may seem to come short of some words, which we have labored to interpret. But the same things other, listen to this, people. But the same things other in the Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. And not only these things, but the law itself and the prophets and the rest of the books, talking about the Hebrew scrolls, have no small differences when they are spoken in their own language. So let me read that again, and after I read, I'm going to say bye to next week. They cut me off. So, yeah, I'll talk to y'all later, people. Y'all got it, man.